Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good afternoon. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. It has been a minute, but joining me once again from Combat Speed LLC. Fresh off of, he's actually in convalescence, so he's still convalescing, but joining us again from Combat Speed LLC is Super Dave Harrington. Good afternoon, sir, and welcome back.
Afternoon, Mr. Bill. It feels good to be back.
I'm going to keep bugging you all along the way of this rehabilitation. If that's okay.
In respect to what?
Well, I want you to understand that, You're gonna pull through this and go through what you got to go through, and then you'll do it. You're gonna win, and then you're gonna be in the next thing. And 2023 got to be better.
Yeah, it's just a matter of getting my heart straightened out, so I can get my shoulder worked on.
Right.
And then see how it goes from there.
Then Super Dave will be the Bionic Man. Which will be cool. I've got knee issues. If I actually had a need to have replacement knees done,
right?
I'm sure it's bad leading up to it, but it's got to be better than not being mobile at all. I can't imagine being robbed of my mobility. But anyway, I digress. I'll be here in your corner, dude.
Very cool.
Okay.
Appreciate it, man.
So, I know over the course of time since we've been doing this, when I've come to you and you've said, I carry a Glock 45. What do you carry, Bill? Well, today I'm carrying, and I know that it has been a shifting plane and a landscape and all this other stuff. And I've said, but I found the one that works for me most, Dave. And over the course of time, I'm sure that at some point I have irritated you enough to go, will you just shut up? I mean, it's got to be true, right?
Well, not quite to that extent. But, you touch a nerve every once in a while. You're just full, man. You've got, access and, the ability to move from gun to gun fairly seamlessly. Now, we'll just have to wait and see what happens next week.
Well,
but you're going to tell me about a new blaster, right?
Right. I got a new guy. Well, new to me. Not new, but new to me. I took and traded an old gun that I had laying around here that we never talked about and we're never going to talk about because it was just never part of my part of anything that I did. And I traded it, and what I went in there for, I was actually thinking I wanted to get either a Glock 26 or a Glock 19. Now, as much grief as I do about Glock, I've got a million holsters for Glock. I have one of those. Right. I have one of those micro Ronies that you can stick the Glock in and make it look like a space age longer gun thing. I've got shoulder holsters for it. I've got inside the waistband. I've got it all. Outside the waistband, tactical retention. I got it all. And, I'm really enamored with the Glock that Taron Butler built for me. But that's sort of an expensive gun to take out and shoot in self-defense and then have them take it from you as evidence. And that was not lost on me. Right?
Right. Right.
So this particular day, I was going looking for a gun I could get, and I ended up being able to trade for a Glock 19X, the FDE, I guess, mil-spec version of the gun, which correct. That started it all. I mean, did you ever run the 19X? Were you involved in the testing of that when that was there, or were you already out of the way?
No, I was out.
Yeah.
I was aware of it, but I have the exact pistol you just described, the 19X and flat dark fur.
Right.
But it's, it's crispy new in the box. I just score it to have one.
Right.
Because they're cool. And, it was the precursor to the G45, or, the release of the civilianization of the 19X.
Right.
Into the G45. And, the rest is history.
Were they going to put a safety on this gun? On the 19X, if this was...
I believe, don't hold me to this, but in respect to maintaining the mil-spec requirement, there was a version produced with a manual safety, but... I mean, it's like a unicorn. You hear about it. I've never seen one.
Right. It doesn't have the cutout on the slide for one to go up into anyway. The trigger.
I have no idea how they did it.
The trigger on this, what would you equate the trigger to? Is it as good as a fifth gen trigger? Is it a fourth? What do you think about the trigger on this particular gun?
Well, I do have some, Gen 4 guns. That the triggers are just very clean because they've been lapped in. They've been, operated quite a few times.
Right.
And, just the way the parts lap together, they're very crispy. Now, the stock, of course, I work with stock guns now, but the G45 trigger is much better stock. I believe, than a stock Gen 4 trigger.
Okay.
Or any previous Gen trigger.
Right.
It's just that little bit smoother, cleaner. That makes a difference if you're into shooting stock guns.
Right. What generation would this gun fit into, do you know? I mean, would it be considered a fourth gen or...
No, the 19X?
Yeah.
Gen 5.
Gen 5.
Right.
Yeah, the only thing I can tell between it as far as the feel of the gun in the Gen 5s is it doesn't have the serrations on it, which I don't know how bad or how good a thing that is, but...
It's really not that big of a deal. Depends on, again, how much you practice.
Right.
And exactly what you're practicing, how you're... manipulating the gun.
One
frankly, the front cocking serrations,
yeah,
to me aren't that big of a deal because in my realm, you've got no business putting your non-firing hand around the muzzle end of the gun anyway. There's other options,
right?
You know what I mean?
I do.
To just kind of keep things, that much more positive and safe. I really don't use any technique to manipulate the moving parts of the gun with my non-firing hand around the muzzle end, unless I absolutely have to.
Gotcha.
By circumstance.
Well, I'll tell you what, hang on a minute, if you will. We're coming up on the next break. And Super Dave, Combat Speed LLC, if you want to see how he's doing, you can check him out on Facebook under Dave Harrington. If you want to check him out on his commercial page, Super Dave Harrington on Facebook. And at Instagram, SDave_Harrington at Instagram. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we're talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Before we move off this pistol, Dave, do you ever, now you take one of the back straps and stick it on the back and cut it off, don't you?
Correct.
And that's to, I guess, to flatten out the grip angle?
Correct. Okay. Yeah, it mimics a grip force adapter.
Right.
But what I found is by shortening the back strap of the grip panel.
Right.
That's what
the adapter. Yeah.
Yeah, the adapter panel. That's exactly why I trim it to fit. But there's no standard. I don't have a standard length. I trim it to the length that supports my hand size.
Right.
You follow me?
I do.
So it's more about cutting it off or trimming it to the extent that it feels good in your hand.
Right.
Your hand.
Right.
Not, you know.
You don't want some 90 degree little edge digging into the palm of your hand while you're gripping the gun, right?
Oh no, you've got to clean it up.
Yeah.
You've got to radius all the sharp edges you generate, and it helps me get, you know, I get the beaver tail protection, but I can get as high on the gun as possible without worrying about getting my hand chewed up by the slide. But if you look at it, if you look at the frame from the side with the adapter in place, and visually track from the inset of the beaver tail down, it is a little, I'm not going to say it's flat by no means.
Right.
But between the contact surface of your hand and, you know, what do you call it, man? Between, you know, the area between your thumb.
The web?
Yeah, the web.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know why I had a brain cramp on that. Between the web and the contact portion of your palm.
Right.
Just feels much better to me.
Well,
it allows me to get much more aggressive.
Right,
Physically aggressive with a gun when I need to.
I'm going to stick the whole thing on there, and I've got two. I'm going to stick both of them on there, and I'm going to try to measure the angle of that.
Right,
and I'm going to, if I can somehow or other figure out where I got to trim it down to where it gives me like 20 degrees. I think that might be the magic point for me.
Well, another way to do it is just use like a ruler as a straight edge,
right,
and do it that way as well.
Yeah. But then I'm going to dremel it down and try to get it to blend with the back of it and everything, because I'm, like you said, I'm spoiled. But I am going to try the things that Glock designed to come with it, simply because one of the problems I've always had with this is where I'm gripping it.
Right.
And I need to be gripping it. I need to be put in a position where my grip is actually hitting it lower, and I'm not so far forward on the trigger. And it really becomes a game of inches to make it work, doesn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. I wouldn't even go that far.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say thousands.
Yeah.
Based on, you know, where you're, you know, based on the size of your hands and, of course, the pistol's frame, specific frame size that you're using, where you connect, where it feels good, is going to definitely influence where or how you acquire the trigger properly.
Right.
See, that's another point of interest that I think escapes a lot of people. For example, the only way to press the trigger is clean and straight to the rear.
Right.
Well, from a mental standpoint, if you know, say clean straight to the rear, you get that mental picture of your finger being on the face of the trigger in a 90-degree manner. Well, that's not necessarily, it's certainly not the case for me, because when the pistol's in my hand, a specific G45 or 19X is in my hand, as high as I mount the gun in my hand, the face of my trigger finger is actually almost at a 45-degree angle on the face of the trigger shoe.
Right.
But I still have to know what pressing the trigger clean and straight to the rear is based on that trigger finger positioning.
Right.
Because of the location of my hand on the frame. Did you follow all that?
I did.
Okay.
And I was trying to picture it in my head, and as I was thinking about this, I was just thinking, what kind of an apparatus could we put there on the base of that to where we figured what the optimum grip angle would be for anybody? Because me getting my finger on the trigger straight and pulling it back straight is not what's happening typically. Normally, I'm hitting it high on the right side and going down diagonally across the trigger face. And then right. When I pull it, it's almost like I've got my hand in an angle, and I don't know if it's... I'm going to attribute this to the fact that my hand is all messed up, and the grip angle, you know, if it had a nice 1911, 18-degree grip angle, I would be in hog heaven with it. And I'll tell you why I'm saying all this, because I got to make this gun work. I got to make this platform work. Because I've tried them all, and you know that I've tried them all, and I've got to find one that is going to work for me. And I asked this earlier that you guys didn't hear, but I'll ask it again: is it your opinion that if I can shoot this one, if I can master this one, and figure out how to master the Glock, that I will be able to master all of them? I'll be able to shoot them all competently.
No, and I'll tell you why. It's strictly due to frame size.
Right.
And how the pistol acts in your hand when you fire it.
Yeah.
Based on your ability to stabilize it.
I'm going to give you, when we get back, I'm going to give you an observation. I want to know what you think about this. I have a thought on it myself, but this is all okay. Range time with the Glock 26, something that I observed with that. We're headed to the next break. Combat Speed LLC, that's the website. That's where you can go check out Super Dave. On YouTube, he is Super Dave Harrington. On Facebook, he is Super Dave Harrington. Or Dave Harrington. And on Instagram, he is SDave_Harrington. Go check him out on Facebook and see how he's doing. He's convalescing. He's back off of a cardio procedure. When it's all done, he's going to be a bionic man. And I will envy him. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
A news update. A 6.4 earthquake hit Northern California early this morning. The epicenter of the quake was actually out in the ocean, about 15 miles from the city of Fortuna.
The tremor knocked out power to 72,000 homes in Humboldt County. This woman lives in the area about 23 miles southwest of Eureka, California.
It felt like turbulence, like on an airplane, like intense turbulence.
The California Highway Patrol has closed a bridge in Ferndale due to possible structural damage. I'm Lance Pry.
More than 25 million people across much of the central and northwestern United States, they're under wind chill alerts today. Heavy snow is expected in states like Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, and most of Minnesota. High temperatures will remain below zero. That's the word from the National Weather Service. More than 80% of the lower 48 states will experience temperatures well below freezing. Danny Moffitt, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load, and we are talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. I am back working the Glock platform after the heartbreak of what was the SIG P320. And, you know, as my standard stock gun that I'm going to carry when I'm thinking about carrying a fighting handgun. This is a fighting handgun. I have other guns that I can carry when I need to carry something smaller and lighter. But this one is the choice for me is going to be Glock, unfortunately. Not unfortunately. I just have to work at it. I have to get past my spoiledness. I'm spoiled. I observed something, Super Dave, and I've got an opinion with this.
Yeah.
So I went out to the range with a Glock 26 a couple of years back. And this is, you know, this is when I was embroiled with the whole grip angle. I'm pushing it. I'm this. I'm that. And I get this gun, and I had run out of ammo that I had loaded in the 12-round extended magazines. So all I had were the 10-round magazines. So I loaded a couple of those, and I go to shoot. Now, I have less grip to work with now, right? As a matter of fact, a little bit of my hand is hanging off of this. And with this less grip to work with, all of a sudden I'm shooting straight. And I'm stacking the shots.
Right, but you're also taking advantage of the mag body that's hanging out of 26.
No. I was using the standard mag body. I wasn't. I was in the stubby configuration. I started out with 12 rounders, and I went to 10 rounders because I ran out of 12 rounders.
No, I'm digging it.
Yeah,
I understand, but when you said, 10 rounders, I mentally envisioned, a 10 round G17 mat.
Yeah.
This way, I'm good.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So my thought was that with the Glock, the less grip that I have to work with, because like I had a kid named, what was his name? It was Anthony Jung. I believe that was his name. And he was a one of the grandmasters in one of the shooting classes, right? As far as
right.
I don't remember if it was IPSA or IPC or whatever it is. And he,
TSC, yeah.
He shot his matches with a Glock 26.
Okay.
And he explained to me, well, there's less grip for me to worry about, so then I don't have to, you know, I'm not really overthinking my shot because I'm driving everything. But then he said, your problem is that you don't you're not gripping the Glock at the lower base. You're gripping up in the beaver tail. But with a Glock, like the Glock 26, with a 10-round standard configuration, when I'm gripping right and I'm pushing down and I have less grip now and my hand is sort of curling around that, that's doing something to the my lineup. That's why I went looking for a Glock 26 today.
Right.
Because I think that less grip means it brings me off of the beaver tail just enough and straightens out my finger just enough to do that clean squeeze of the trigger, and it makes me stack shots. So I'm going to try to figure out, I'm going to use the back strap adapters with the beaver tails and see if I can't beef that angle up a little bit. But, yeah, that's, what do you think?
Well, see, here's one.
Yeah.
Well, the reason in my response to your initial question was no, is you have to think about, one, you know, the Glock is a Glock. You know, as far as fit, function, disassembly, assembly, functions checks, all that. The core function of the pistol is the same. But what escapes people is, one, the size of the pistol.
Right.
Like a G26, you know, very small grip surface, not a lot of terrain there to work with. And it's sprung heavily in order for it to function properly, because it's so short. Now, a 26 is not going to act like a 34 when you fire it. You understand? Anything above a G26, a 19, a little bigger frame, grip surface, and then the G45, G17, G34, blah, 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 until you start upping the caliber into like the G20, frames a little bigger, the 45, the G21 frames, you know, a little bigger. But that core 9mm group of pistols, the 26, 19, 17, and the 45, they're all going to act different when you're firing them.
Right.
Because of their configuration, meaning, you know, the size of the grip, the size of the frame, and the length of the slide, or the moving, you know, and the moving parts. They're going to feel different when you're running the guns. So the core Glock is the core Glock, but based on the caliber, the size of the frame or the amount of grip surface that you have in respect to the size of the frame and the length of the slider and the moving parts is going to be the sum of how the gun runs, meaning how it's going to feel based on your ability to stabilize it when you're firing it based on how you choose to shoot it.
Right.
You know, are you firing, you know, a single precision shot? Are you firing multiple rounds on a single target? Are you firing single rounds on multiple targets, multiple rounds on multiple targets? I mean, what is the action? What is the requirement? And do you know what it takes to stabilize the gun and make it go bang within those parameters? And do it well, you know, as efficiently as possible.
Yeah, I see exactly what you're saying. I think for me, it's going to be this gun, and if I can find a Glock 26 somewhere down the road, I may get that for my smaller gun requirement. Although I'm carrying one smaller gun right now that is actually quite surprising as to how good it is.
And what would that be?
The Taurus G3C.
Hmm.
It is a
My brain shut down as soon as you said tar.
Yeah. Well, now listen. So,
right.
Gun runs like a Swiss watch. Right. It is about the same sort of stature as far as platform as the Glock 26, except it has a 12-round magazine natively. And it has one thing that no other striker fire gun I've ever encountered has. It has second strike capability if you have a bad primer. Every time you pull the trigger, it is making the striker go.
Okay, so what you're saying is it's like a DA only?
Yeah.
Okay. Double action only?
Yeah.
For those.
So it is surprising, but like I said, the Glock 26 is a gun that I shoot and shoot well, apparently. So now I've just got to shoot the big brothers and the bigger models, and everything will be good. But I just find that my whole stupid journey, if it wasn't such a money losing thing, it would be amusing. Listen, hang on for me one more time, Super Dave. We got one more break to get through. You can find Super Dave at combatspeed.com. That's his website. His social media profile is fairly extensive. On Instagram, sdave_harrington. On Facebook, two versions. He has Dave Harrington, which is just him around the house playing the guitar, hanging out with the cats, talking to the camera. Super Dave Harrington is his commercial piece. And on YouTube, Super Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today is the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load, and we are talking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed, LLC, about my ever-continuing shifting around this gun and that gun and this gun. So, but I got one question for you. I don't know if I've ever asked you this. Now, I know that you were a 1911 guy at one time, right?
Right.
So where in the timeline when the Glock 19X was coming out and everything, where in the timeline did you shift from the single-action hammer-fired gun to the striker-fired Glock? And did you look at any other guns before you switched to Glock?
No, I didn't. But as far as the timeline is concerned, I want to say it was about 6 or 7 years ago. But basically when Glock offered the Gen 4 with the reversible mag button,
or right,
the ambi mag button, is when I started firing Glocks. Put 1911s away and started firing Glocks. Because not only the amount of time I spent in the service and shooting representing Beretta, I ran trigger finger release for the mag with the Beretta 9.2 series. And I did for a while, for a short time, for the 1911s, and I cannot remember the manufacturer's name off the top of my head. But there is a manufacturer out there that devised a right side mag release for 1911, and I ran this for a short period.
Right.
But that was it. You know, when Glock came out with the Gen 4s, that's when I picked those up and started driving them primarily, you know, training operations and stuff like that.
So, when what was the first Glock that you went to, or was the Gen, the G45 already still out? Already out? Already still out?
Oh no! I my first go-to Glock was a Gen 4 G17.
Right. So I guess when Gen 5 came out, that's when you started. Did you adopt the Gen 5? G45 when it came out, or did you wait a minute before you made that switch?
No, I made the switch fairly immediately. The reason being One, at first I thought it was just cool because I always wanted, actually what I would really like Block to consider doing
right.
is come out with a G26 top end with a 19 frame.
Me too.
But I don't know. I mean, yeah, anything's doable. But I don't know what it'd take for them to pull that one off. But I think that would be a pretty cool setup.
Well, I mean, Staccato just came out with a CS, which is basically what you're talking about, but in a hammer fire gun. And
right.
I haven't tried that yet. But, I mean, that form factor, the smaller gun form factor, seems to work pretty good if you have enough capacity. Because I don't think the shorter, the minute amount of that shorter barrel for close-in work with a pistol is not really going to be able to tell too much as far as accuracy, is it?
Well, I beg to differ, and I'll tell you why.
Well, tell me why. It's okay to beg to differ.
The shorter blocks have a tendency to be more accurate. And my thinking in respect to that is, comparatively speaking, a G26 to a G17, there's less frame flex when the gun's operating. You know, once you fire and it's operating.
Right.
There's the shorter framed guns are stiffer. There's not as much frame flex to affect the moving parts of the gun and accuracy as a result. I've got it. You know, the 26 that I have, it's a Gen 4 26. It's a tap driver at any distance. It's amazing. It blows my mind. That's the only reason I've kept it for as long as I have.
Right.
But it shoots better than any Glock I've ever owned. Well, currently have.
Just imagine that with a Glock 19 grip.
Yeah, it'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. It would be splendid. Got me thinking right now. I know a guy who does really good work on Poly 80s. I wonder if he could fashion one. A Poly 80 to be a Glock 19 size grip and a Glock 26 size slide.
I don't know, man. Hit him up.
I think I might do that. I just might do that. But in any event, I have found that in my hands, straight out of the box, there are some guns that will actually shoot better.
Right.
But they always have a caveat to it, like, I've got so much Glock stuff. I got so many Glock magazines. I got so many Glock holsters. I've got a box of sights that have come off of Glock, so I could be a Glock sight distributor if I wanted to. And
right.
I as far as the weight and everything concerned, because some of the problems with some of these guns is like in the CZ P10 series, for example, they have a better lockup, but it's a heavier lockup. It's heavier inside the gun. So when you are wearing the gun inside the waistband or outside the waistband, it is heavier. And all things being equal, if I can carry a Glock 19X and it be lighter weight on... And would you agree that weight in your carry gun matters?
Well, it depends. And it really depends on the individual.
Right.
You know, a lot of people tell me I carry way too much reserve ammunition.
Right.
You know, and that it looks uncomfortable, blah, blah, blah. But to me, to have the requisite loadout that I do, it is comforting. It's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it.
Indeed.
And, you know, as far as combat goes, capacity is king. So, you know, and I've never understood why, you know, people talk about, weight and frame size, but the carry gun's a G26 with G17 mag. Mm-hmm. You know, so you really got to take a look at what your setup is.
Right.
And what the effect is going to be across the spectrum. And you bring up a very good point. of the weight, the total weight of the pistol, you know, when it's
right
fully loaded or loaded to your spec, as well as, you know, the amount of reserve mags you're going to carry and blah, blah, blah. But
that's the other thing, though. The good thing about this gun is my new 19X, it will fit in my S. Dave rig. Because yeah, I have cool. An S. Dave rig. I don't know how many people can actually say that.
I think you'd be surprised. There's quite a few people that can say that.
So you have shared that your whole setup with
people. Oh, yeah, people. Absolutely.
I can imagine a lot of people would copy that, yeah. I can imagine that. I can get behind that. But as we're winding down, first things first, as we go along and everything, keep Super Dave in your thoughts, because Super Dave is fighting back against, he just had a procedure that is not the easiest one to bounce back from. He will bounce back from it. You will bounce back from it. But keep him in your thoughts. Keep him in your prayers as you go along, because... you know, I hate it when one of the Paisans out there is having an issue and all I can do is support them morally. So keep them in your thoughts and prayers as you go. And I'm certainly going to bug you half to death to make sure that, you know, I know you're going to do the right thing. Just understand.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to keep on bugging you about doing the right thing. Thank you for taking the time to join me today. I know you felt sort of bad, and I appreciate it.
Miss what, Mr. Bill? I enjoyed it.
We got hour number two inbound. We'll be right back. As we are, this is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.